Today on Press TV, fresh tensions between Ankara and Damascus as the Turkish military fires artillery shells into Syria. Damascus has complained to the UN about what it calls Ankara's destructive role in the Syrian crisis. Turkey has openly supported foreign-backed militants who are fighting against the Syrian government since 2011. In Turkey, Kurdish protesters clashed with police during a rally marking the 14th anniversary of the capture of their leader, Abdullah Öcalan. The violence broke out in the southeastern province of Hakkari, but soon spread to other provinces. Several people, including a journalist, have been injured. An Afghan fact-finding committee has accused US-led foreign forces of killing 10 civilians in a recent airstrike in eastern Afghanistan. Five children and four women are among the casualties. The victims died on Tuesday during the US-led airstrike in the province of Kunar. Opponents of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi have clashed with police in Cairo and Alexandria. Police fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators. At least one person has been killed and over two dozen have been injured in the violence. Egypt has been the scene of similar protests for several months now. Bahraini protesters hold another anti-government rally despite the regime's ongoing crackdown. The protesters gathered outside the capital, chanting slogans against the Al Khalifa rulers. The demonstration was called by the main opposition bloc to mark the second anniversary of the start of the uprising against the regime. Israeli forces have attacked Palestinian protesters in the occupied West Bank. Around 200 protesters were injured after Israeli troops fired tear gas and rubber bullets outside a military prison. The protesters had gathered there to show solidarity with Palestinian prisoners who are on hunger strike in Israeli jails. It might look like a scene from a Hollywood thriller, but it's for real. A meteor has crashed in Russia's central Ural region. While the scene was a beauty to watch, it caused more than 1,000 injuries and huge material damage. Chelyabinsk and Sverdlovsk regions are the worst affected. And heavy floods have brought the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo to a standstill. The floodwaters caused by torrential rains have left many roads impassable and choked streets and highways. The downpours have also created a state of alert in Rio de Janeiro and nearby areas. There's the latest here on Press TV.